It's Wednesday, July 21st, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Cali and Virginia go big on broadband. Let's collect those bills. The recession is over, plus where to work remotely, and Zoom's big strategy reveal. This is the Business of Tech. There's lots of news in the broadband space to catch up on. Quoting Ars Technica, the California legislature unanimously approved a plan to build a statewide open-access fiber network. The legislation was supported by Democrats and Republicans in votes of 78-0 in the California Assembly and 39-0 in the state Senate. The statewide open-access fiber lines will function as a middle-mile network that carries data from the internet backbone networks to connection points in cities and rural areas. A middle-mile network doesn't extend all the way to residential properties, but last-mile ISPs can get access to it and focus on building infrastructure that connects the middle mile to homes. And in Virginia, the governor announced that the state plans to invest $700 million in the American Rescue Plan funding to reach universal connectivity by 2024. And Senator Mark Warner was quoted saying, this would be more than the 25 down, 3 up standard issued by the FCC. And Consumer Reports is launching a project with The Verge to collect and analyze pricing trends. They're collecting customers' bills and want to capture the price and speed of service across the U.S. and make a case for government intervention for consumers who are really stuck. All the while, we have some data on 5G now. OpenSignal released their 5G user experience. How fast is 5G? T-Mobile leads with an average download of 87.5 Mbps, beating AT&T and Verizon's 42.3. T-Mo is also leading on availability and reach, and only somewhat leading on upload speeds. Now, why do we care? Those speeds are so not what I was promised. I wanted my flying car. If the information superhighway metaphor taught us anything, it's that access to the roads will drive transport. The pandemic sure reinforced that. Will there be a have and have not gap for states? There already is, and it's likely to get worse. My take? The carriers are failing consumers and they're failing small businesses. The more this gets addressed, the larger the market for providers to deliver solutions and drive cloud solutions further. Want to help? Get those bills into the project and get your representative to support broadband or be left behind. The U.S. recession, touched off by the coronavirus, lasted only 2 months, ending with a low point reached in April 2020 after the start of a sharp drop in economic activity in March of that year. The U.S. Business Cycle Dating Committee announced Monday. That news from Reuters. And a follow-up to yesterday around location. Telstra Ventures analyzed 371,000 jobs posted between April 1 and June 30, 2021. About 13.2% of New York City-based businesses offer permanently remote positions to new hires, and that's below the national average of 14.2%. Other major cities, about 12.6% of new job postings are remote-friendly in L.A., in Washington, D.C., 12%, Atlanta, 9.1%, and Seattle, 8.1%. Houston is the least remote-friendly city, with only 2.8% of jobs posted being remote. Venture-backed companies nationally tend to be more open to remote jobs and have quickly ramped up their embrace of remote work, per the analysis. At the end of June in 2019, 1.6% of job postings by VC-backed firms were remote options, compared with 0.5% of non-VC-backed posts. At the same time in 2021, 15.4% of job postings by VC-backed firms were remote versus 9.1% for non-VC-backed firms' postings. The overall rate is 13.7%. Legal, sales, and engineering jobs tend to be the top job types for remote positions at VC-backed firms. Why do we care? That's how fast the recession moved. 2 months. The open question is how slow the recovery will be and what it will look like. I keep reporting on the fact that the market isn't staying the same nor looking like it used to. That's the takeaway. We're assuming more uncertainty going forward. Apple's news yesterday of delaying reopening due to COVID is one more data point on a blinking sign of continued uncertainty for operators, and it's a sign of things to come. It's not a good or bad thing, just a statement, so plan accordingly. Over the weekend, Zoom bought Five9 in a deal valued at $14.7 billion. The deal brings Five9's call center service capabilities to Zoom's portfolio. The company also announced the general availability of Zoom apps, which are in-meeting integrations to enhance the experience. Now, why do we care? Normally, I don't care much about M&A, as longtime listeners know. This one I do care about because of the strategy implications. I put a big priority on what I term the work layer, the layer where businesses create knowledge, collaborate, and store their data. Office 365, Salesforce, Google Workplace, Slack, and Zoom all have different plays here. Five9 was highlighted by TechAisle just last month. I've included a link. I was watching to see what Zoom did, particularly with their pandemic war chest. They bought, so they didn't have to build, contact call center capabilities. They're looking to make a unified communications play. And that's why we care. For those IT services providers deciding which flavor of work they want to focus on, now you know where Zoom's direction is. Think you know PC-Matic? Think again. PC-Matic is working with MSPs to deliver true zero-trust, default-deny endpoint security, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. A lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy to manage approach to application allow listing. Layering a default deny approach provides MSPs of all sizes the ability to focus again on prevention, and PC-Matic delivers this without impacting performance or efficiency. Find out more by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP and ask about their exclusive lead sharing program backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. They say summer is slow, but the episode's been going a little long on news. Hope you like it. Give me the feedback. Dave@mspradio.com is my email, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio. Want to reach our listeners? mspradio.com/engage.